Hello, dear ones. Hopefully, you are all well and staying safe. And those of you who are facing difficulties will quickly find them resolving and becoming easier. Welcome to our podcast on sitting. Perhaps you are thinking to yourself, why would we make a podcast on sitting? Doesn't everyone understand and know how to sit? Excellent question. Sitting, as we're using it, refers to the practice of sitting quietly in a relaxed but alert and aware manner, contemplating and reflecting. Yet, contemplating and reflecting on what? We'll talk about that a little bit later on. In some wisdom traditions, the term sitting often refers to a form of meditation. We prefer to use the term sitting rather than the term meditation, because of the many other, often disputed meanings of meditation. Those of you who have read through our website might ask, well, isn't this the same as mindful self-reflection or mindful self-focus that we discuss on our website? And the answer simply is no. As mindful self-reflection and mindful self-focus are more advanced techniques, not necessarily more difficult, but requiring more preparation and understanding. So then, what is sitting, as we are using the term? First, before offering an explanation, let's understand the context we are in and the relationship it has to the Path of Wisdom project. One of the fundamental principles of our Path to Wisdom project is the importance of truly knowing one's true heart, sometimes expressed as knowing oneself, a process emphasized in many, if not all, of the wisdom traditions. In order to know one's true heart, one needs to be able to calmly contemplate, focus, and reflect in alert awareness. This is so that during the process, all the voices which are clamoring for our attention from our body, from our emotions, from our feelings, and our thoughts will quiet down, and our attention will be able to become aware of our true heart at the center of all the activity. Some may think, well, I already know my true heart and who I am. I don't need to do anything special to discover my true heart. For those who are convinced of this, then perhaps this process is not suitable. However, I would invite them to try, and if they do already know their true heart, and will only reaffirm what they already know. If, on the other hand, they don't really know their true heart, they will begin to see through the many veils and patterns which have been layered on top and cover the true heart. To employ a modern metaphor, perhaps we can refer to the veils as apps, macros, or scripts, which are on top of and covering the operating system. Of course, the operating system is always there, functioning. But is the interface with the operating system direct with the operator, or are there interfaces in between which stand between the two? Just a thought for consideration. Let us now return to what we call sitting practice. We do it to create a refuge, a space, where we can be calm, peaceful, yet alert, and aware of our own processes on all levels, emotions, feelings, physical sensations, and thoughts. Upon hearing this, it may sound like sitting is the same as mindfulness. Mindfulness is another term which has exploded onto the cultural, health, scientific, social, and well-being scene. There is so much discussion about the term mindfulness, similar to meditation, that we would like to use the term sitting again and not mindfulness practice so as not to add to the controversy. Before we begin, I want to emphasize that nothing expressed or suggested here is meant to be any form of therapy, emotional, mental, physical, psychological, or spiritual. If you have a specific condition or problem you wish to address, I encourage you to contact a qualified professional in the related field and consult with them. If you have any serious medical condition that you feel may be affected by breathing, please check with your primary health practitioner before beginning this practice. So let's begin with the practice. Find a comfortable space to sit. It can be a chair or on the floor, as long as your back is comfortable and aligned and not curved excessively in either direction. It is also important that your circulation is normal, so that no part of your body falls asleep, referring to your blood circulation. If you have a physical disability, which makes it difficult to sit comfortably, this exercise can also be done lying down flat on a firm surface, but again so that your spine is reasonably aligned. Once you are in position, settle in, shift your body a bit, wiggle it around, let your joints and ligaments and muscles relax. Then close your eyes. Place your tongue up against the roof of your mouth and begin to breathe through your nose. Breathe easily and calmly, allowing your body to relax with the movement of the breath. When you breathe, do not force any part of your body. Allow it to relax and expand and contract with the breath naturally. You may notice that as your breathing relaxes, your breath seems to begin to originate lower in your body and your abdomen begins to expand and your chest relax. But again, do not force this. Perhaps in a separate podcast, we will discuss abdominal breathing. Once you are comfortable in your breathing and in your body, begin to try to feel the air as you breathe passing in and out of your nose. You can focus on the upper lip or the edge of the nostrils or just inside the nose. Anywhere it is easiest to feel the passage of air. As with everything in this exercise, do not force it. Just try to pay attention and be aware of the sensation. We're now going to do this for 1 minute. Let's begin. Inhale and exhale. Breathe in and breathe out. Try to sense the air as it passes along the nostrils or along the upper lip or inside the nose. Breathing in and breathing out in a very relaxed manner. Allow your body to relax, your breathing to relax, and the whole environment to just become soft and easy. Pay attention to the air as it passes in and out of the nose. Now, I would like you to please bring your attention to your abdomen, just below your navel. Observe, be aware of anything that is happening there, any movement, any tingling, any sensation at all. Breathe in a natural and relaxed manner through your nose with your eyes closed. Don't try to increase or decrease the speed or depth of your breathing, just paying attention to your abdomen, and we'll do that for a minute. Notice the muscles. Notice the temperature. Notice any sounds. Do you feel comfortable paying attention to your abdomen? Do you feel uncomfortable? Do you feel the abdomen is relaxed? Just watch what happens in the abdomen. At this point, don't try to coordinate anything, just observing what's going on in the abdomen. Allow it to be and observe. Does it feel different from anywhere else in the body? Is it taking anything, any kind of attention? And now, I would like you to bring your attention to the palms of your hands. You don't need to move them. Just observe and be aware of anything that is happening there. Any movement, any tingling, any change in temperature, any sensation at all. Continue breathing in a natural and relaxed manner through your nose with your eyes closed. Don't try to increase or decrease the speed or depth of your breathing. Are there any sensations? Do you feel anything different? Is there any kind of temperature change? Just paying attention to the palms of your hands. Is there any connection to the rhythm of the breathing? Don't try and connect it, but observe it. Now, please bring your attention to the soles of your feet. Just observe and be aware of anything that is happening there. Any movement, any tingling, any change in temperature, any sensation at all. Continue breathing in a natural and relaxed manner through your nose with your eyes closed. Don't try to increase or decrease the speed or depth of your breathing. Sense the soles of your feet. Be aware of the entire sole, or is part of a sole claiming more attention than the other part? Are the toes claiming more attention than the heel? Is the center of the sole different from the arch or from the ball of the foot? Just bring your attention to your sole and notice what is going on there. And now, please bring your attention to your neck. Primarily, the back and sides of your neck. And allow the muscles to relax, consciously let them relax, let them sink and release. As they relax, observe and be aware of anything that is happening there. Any movement, any tingling, any change in temperature or change in sensation. Continue to breathe in a natural and relaxed manner through your nose with your eyes closed. Do not try to increase or decrease the speed or depth of your breathing. Just observing and being aware of the muscles in your neck and your efforts to let them go and relax. And as you let them go and relax, does anything occur? Do you have any sensations? Do you have any movement at all? Now please bring your attention to the crown of your head. Just observe and be aware of anything that is happening there. Any movement, any tingling, any change in temperature, any sensation at all. But relax. Don't become tense. Breathe in a natural and relaxed breath and breathe through your nose with your eyes closed. Don't try to increase or decrease the speed or depth of your breathing. Notice any sensations, just notice, and relax. And as you pay attention to the crown of your head, pay attention to if you have any sensation of temperature change, or any tingling, or is it only in the crown, or does it spread in a larger area? Now, please bring your attention to your lower back. Again, just observe, be aware of anything that is happening there. Any movement, any tingling, change in temperature, or any sensation at all. Allow your lower back muscles to relax with each breath. Again, breathe in a natural and relaxed manner through your nose with your eyes closed. Don't try to increase or decrease the speed or depth of your breathing. With each exhalation, you may try and allow your muscles to release, but don't put too much effort there at the moment. Just observe and watch what's going on in the lower back. Notice, are there parts of the lower back that seem tighter than other parts of the lower back? Notice if there's any sensation of temperature change. or any tingling or contraction. Now, please bring your attention to your fingertips. Just observe and be aware if anything is happening there. Any movement, any tingling, any change in temperature, any sensation at all. Relax your hands. Breathe in a natural and relaxed manner through your nose and with your eyes closed. Don't try to increase or decrease the speed or depth of your breathing. Can you feel and become aware of each fingertip all at the same time, or do a few fingers grab your attention and keep it there? Pay attention to if you feel any different awareness on different fingers or on different hands. Any other sensations that distinguish one finger or several fingers or one hand from the other. Now, please bring your attention to your toes. Just observe and be aware of anything that is happening there. Any movement, any tingling, any change in temperature, any sensation at all. Relax your feet. Relax your ankles. Breathe in a natural and relaxed manner through your nose with your eyes closed. Do not try to increase or decrease the speed or depth of your breathing. Pay attention to your ability to sense all 10 toes. Pay attention to if there is any sensation calling your attention to one specific toe or several specific toes. Is there a difference between your right foot and your left foot? Allow your awareness to be placed on your toes and whether either side or a toe or several toes are standing out in some way, perhaps temperature change or tingling or contraction. Now, please return your attention to the top of your head and then perform a mental scan like a wave of light from the top of your head down to the bottom of your soles and toes. Use the breath if it is comfortable and allow the scan to wash over you like a wave of water. And observe and be aware of anything that is happening. Any movement, tingling, change in temperature, any sensation at all. Relax your body as the wave passes, breathing in a natural and relaxed manner through your nose with your eyes closed. Again, don't try to increase or decrease the speed or depth of your breath. Let's do that together once more. Bring our attention to the top of our heads, and then a scan passing down through the crown, through the forehead, through the tops of the ears and the eyebrows, through the eyes, down through the back of the head, through the nose, through the mouth and the jaw, through the top of the neck, down through the neck and the throat. The scan goes down to the top of the shoulders, down through the shoulders and through the top of the chest, and through the back, upper back, down through the upper arms and the center of the chest and the center middle of the back, down through the elbows and through the diaphragm, down through the upper arms and the upper abdomen, down past through the navel and the waist and the loin, down through the wrists and the palms, and down through the lower abdomen, through the pelvis, down to the hips, and from the hips down through the thighs and through the hands, through the fingers, and from the thighs down to the knees, from the knees down to the lower leg, and from the lower leg down through to the feet. And just be aware of, as the scan passes through the body, any sensation that may arise at any place, or perhaps a location that suddenly your attention stops, like getting stuck briefly. Notice any temperature change, any contractions, anything at all that seems to grab your attention. And then relax. Now, without opening your eyes, allow your attention to relax. And I'd like you to breathe as you did at the beginning, through the nose, with just paying attention to the breath for 1 minute, starting now. Inhale, exhale. Observe the breath as it moves through the nose, passing the upper lip, through the nostrils, or through the nose inside and then out. Comfortable breathing, no stress, no strain. Inhaling and exhaling. Just pay attention to the sensation of the air passing and allow the body to relax. And we're going to finish with three deep breaths. Inhale and exhale. Inhale and exhale. Inhale and exhale. Allowing your body to relax. And bring your attention back to the present, your seated position or lying down position, and slowly open your eyes without focusing on anything. And there we've completed our first preliminary basic sitting session. There are several important points to be aware of. Always do this at a time and place where you will not be disturbed by anyone or anything, especially a phone ringing or a sudden noise. This can be very disorienting when it shocks you out of your sitting practice. Always, point number two, always stay relaxed, never strain. And if your attention wanders while you're replacing it somewhere, for example, on your lower abdomen or on your lower back, then just return to the nose sensation, and as soon as you are there, you can return to the location. Point number three. Attention on the parts of the body can be anywhere from 30 seconds and longer. Today we spent between 45 seconds and 1 minute on each location, but if you have more time and you wish to go deeper or you wish to progress quicker in the process, then you can spend more time on each location. The more you spend, the more skillful you will become. In summation, you may be wondering what this exercise has to do with the path to wisdom. The purpose of this exercise is to lay the fundamentals to train our attention and our perceptions of various aspects of our awareness, from mental to physiological to emotional. If one begins to work only with the mind, that is, thoughts, feelings, and emotions, then it is like trying to grasp a slippery eel twisting this way and that. It is impossible at the beginning to know whether what we perceive, whether it be feeling or thought, is our own or something we have been taught to perceive. By beginning with training our attention with the body and using breathing as a key tool, we hone the blade of attention so that we can more clearly discern the origins of our perceptions, both feelings and thoughts. This in turn becomes very important when we practice our inquiry dialogues. Our attention and awareness skills become tools for deeper discussion and understanding ourselves and our beliefs, and processing leading to a better understanding of who we are and getting closer to knowing and becoming and realizing our true heart. We will go into this in more detail in further future podcasts. We hope you found this interesting and welcome any comments or constructive feedback. you can email us at info@path-2-wisdom.org. Have a wonderful day, evening, night, wherever you are. Stay safe and be well.